episode 2983, Moments That Made Us.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you are having a fabulous weekend. Maybe you had a little bit too much the night before since you were celebrating Happy St. Patty's Day, but now it's time for a reprieve. You've got March Madness happening. Come on. It's Relationship Builders, Moments That Made Us. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. Well, I want to give a shout out. We have partnered with Pray.com. And if you haven't already heard, we've got a brand new TV show and you can get it all there. Can you believe it? Already 10 episodes have dropped. And yes, you can go there every Tuesday live, 10:30 a.m. Central, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific. It is a lot of fun. And also, there are incredible other people there, too. It's not just about me. It's not just about Create Your Now. You can hear stories, some incredible people, seriously, from pastors to Dr. Phil to James Earl Jones. I mean, whatever floats your boat, I promise you, you will find something there for your soul. Take a deep breath, though. I want us to talk about relationships, and I don't think we're ever going to slow down, honestly. We just keep going and going and going. And today's fast-paced world, right? It's tough balancing home and marriage. So why do we complain we don't have enough time together but still don't make the time? A strong marriage is not built by a calendar, but by moments that made us. You know, I'm really amazed how couples can do everything together but be together. We're not really together. Usually it's just running from one place to the next, chasing career advancements, raising kiddos, doing the basics of life, and going to church and community events. Maybe it's, you know, taking an adventure trip somewhere, scheduling this or that, but very rarely do you see couples investing in the moments of their everyday. They just do the do. It's just like, okay, well, I'm going to come and go, and who cares? I've got these responsibilities, check, check, check. Where do you fall in this category? Are you one who does just that, letting life run you and reacting to every twist and turn? Or are you one who settles into the moment and makes a statement by your presence? Well, if you want an incredible marriage, it starts with everyday moments. So you got to renew your love every day. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Renew your love every day. Now, one thing I want you to understand is that the moments that made you as a couple, they can be good or bad, right? Because it's in the moments that you choose how you react or respond. Life isn't always about rainbows and roses. There are many, many gray skies too. Yet this is a reminder that life isn't about all the things you do, but how your time is spent. And I don't know about you, but, you know, pre-pandemic, it has changed now post-pandemic. And I think we look at things a little bit differently. However, we still do not have a handle on what it's like to really be invested in a marriage. And when I say invested, I'm not talking about money. You're not going on Shark Tank to figure out, okay, I want to do this for my wife and I want to do that. And if I can do this, okay, who's all in, right? No, it's not about that. It's about being who you are created to be, who God wants you to become here on earth, shaping you, molding you. So then you can be the best person you can be. So the best spouse you can be, the best mom, the best dad. You can lean into your marriage. You can then serve more and love deeper. And I think we get caught up and just all of the stuff that's out there. All the more reason, seriously, why I enjoy Pray.com. It cancels out the noise. And I don't know about you, but I have so much noise in my life. I love my children. and my grandbaby. But let me tell you, with five children, and then okay, but we got six because we got the son-in-law. And then you had the grandbaby, so now you got seven. Oh, yeah. It's beyond a party every day. It never slows down. And that's not even counting the husband. Shh, don't tell him. He's probably listening. But seriously, you know what I mean? If you're the woman, right? Yeah, you know exactly what I mean. The guys are almost just as bad as the girls, but we'll leave that for another episode. So what is it for you? Are you always running a chaotic life? Are you so busy that you don't even spend time together? I don't know about you, but March Madness is here, and I'm not a big basketball girl. I'm not. You know I'm all football. But when it comes to March Madness, I enjoy it. Why? Because there's always someone that comes around that you didn't think was going to happen, and they just knock people off. Did you watch Furman? Oh, yeah. Boom. Who would have thought knocking off Virginia? I believe that's who they played. And Princeton did the same thing. Boom. And who knows what's up and coming? Who you think's going to win doesn't always. So why can't you win? Why can't you have a March Madness marriage? Why can't you sit here and go, boom, drop the mic? I want to be in the moment. Moments that made us. I want it to be awesome and cool. But in order to do that, in order to have that March Madness marriage, your presence is the key. And we miss it every single day. It just kind of floats by us because we're too wrapped up in responsibilities and habits, careers, trying to go and find another project to do. Really? What about your family? What about the person that you're sleeping next to? The one you said, I do, so we could we do. You got to be present. I mean, think about this. You could not travel your entire life as a couple and still be fully in love and devoted to each other. But for some strange reason, people think, oh, we just got to travel or we're not living life. Really? You don't have to travel, right? We set these expectations that sometimes our lifestyle just can't fit into, or the season of our life that we're in can't fit into. You cannot have as much money as you wish, but if you do what you can together with what you do have, money isn't the issue. Your presence is. So how do you start with the everyday moments, all the while being present? Well, you know we're going to break it down by the word renew, R-E-N-E-W. So number one, R, refresh the day. There are new mercies every morning. So don't pack the bags from yesterday and drag them with you. You don't need the trash from yesterday. Leave it alone. Yesterday is gone. Today is new. Because if you keep packing that stuff up, what happens? There's this little tunnel you create in your heart. And it's called the bitterness tunnel. And you keep stuffing things down there. Good or bad. But it's really the stuff, good or bad, meaning it doesn't own up to what you want it to be. So it might be good for your spouse, but not good for you. So you take all of it and you stuff it down. You're like, I got to hold on to this one. This is going to be a diamond one of these days. Yeah, a diamond? No, more like a bomb that's going to blow up. And you're going to be blowing up. And you're going to say, that's it. I'm done with this marriage. I'm done with you. I quit. Because you're saving the wrong stuff. Don't pack the bags. Don't pack your trash and save it. Yesterday is gone. Today is new. Refresh the day. And I love that. You know, there's something about March Madness. There's something about spring, even though it's a little awkward right now. If you look outside, I've got my trees. We took out our hibiscus trees. It's weird because I bring them in. I know I'm weird, but I'm in the South. I don't want them dead. So I bring them in from their pots. I have to repot them every year. But then I take them out, and man, we were having such beautiful weather. I took them out, and my daughter was like, now, Mom, you know how it works around here. March is kind of that up and go all the time. It's a roller coaster. And all of a sudden now, this is the weirdest thing. We're having below freezing temperatures over the next 4 or 5 days. Seriously? I don't think so. But that's what it is. So all my trees, that I usually bring in on my beautiful potted plants. They're outside. I had to wrap them in plastic because I did not want to drag them back in for just a couple days. It's hard on my back and it's hard on my kids' back too. So we've got to look at how can we start the day new all the time. And when spring is here and you got March Madness, right? And you've got these little cool miracles that you can enjoy with sports, like, oh, these Cinderella moments. Don't you want Cinderella moments in your marriage? You can have it. But you got to start with the first R, refresh the day. Number two, explore the opportunity. Your adventure awaits with your partner. Have you thought about it that way? Maybe you did on the day you got married, right? Your beautiful wedding day. It was just beautiful, just gorgeous. Those memories are awesome. At the same time, it was also an adventure. I'm sure there were a few mishaps. I'm sure there were memories you wish you didn't have, but you made it through. But you can't stop there. You got to make it a new adventure every day. Don't see things the same way. Try to make your sweetheart laugh at the mundane things. It's funny, my husband, he is not a dancer. And yes, we did dance. We did the one dance when we got married. And it was one of those things. He's like, really, hun, do I have to do it? I said, okay, I know you don't want to, but let's do a few of the traditional things. And let's just keep that one in. We don't have to do this major dance where, you know, some of them now, you got couples that are taking dance lessons. And no, we didn't have time for that. My husband still had to go on to school. He had another, oh my goodness, I think 9 years left to go. He had a lot of years left to put in. And so we were getting married like in the crack of all of it. Seriously, we had to find this 1.5 weekends of, will this marriage work? Can we plan it? And everything fell together. It was wonderful. We actually decided to get married the date that we decided to. We were engaged before, but we decided on April and got married in August. And so it was a very, very fast turnaround time. I planned the wedding myself with the help of my mom and my mother-in-law. And, you know, we got it all put together. But I was the one that was present in the town we were having it. We weren't getting married where I was born. That would have been Hawaii. It would have been awesome. But half of our family would not have been able to afford it. So we could not do that. So we had it where majority of our friends were. So our family, everybody had to come in. It was crazy. It was an adventure, right? So I was like, let's do a couple traditional things that our families will enjoy. It's not about us, but they're coming to see our love for each other. So every once in a while now, I'd share that story with you because now what do? Out of the blue, I come in and maybe he's doing dishes or he's in his office doing work and I just go in. He may have music playing. I just get up and whether he wants to or not, if he's not standing, it's hard. But sometimes I just start dancing and he just looks at me and starts laughing. I'm like, well, are you going to join me? And so sometimes he gets up, sometimes he doesn't, you know, makes a cute remark or whatever. But let me tell you, that keeps him laughing. What do you think that does for our marriage? It connects us more. So you've got to be willing to explore the opportunity, right? It's all about create your now. So find those little blips, okay, if you want to think of it that way. Those opportunities to say, this is mine to take. Let's have fun with it. It's an adventure every single day. Or, you know, you can borrow our family saying, it's a party every day. Number three, N, right? We're on renew. So we've got the R, the E, and the N is now name what matters. You need to know what your focus is for your sweetheart and your marriage. So what is it for you? Is it building that trust? Is it focusing on whatever it is? Maybe it's something that's happening with your spouse and you just really need to be in a supportive role. Then step up to the opportunity. Your seasons are going to change throughout your marriage. So you've got to be flexible and adaptable. If you're not, let me tell you, you're going to have a rough marriage. You just will. So if you haven't learned that skill, jump on board now because you're going to need it. But you got to name what matters. And let me pause here for a moment. When you renew your love every day, you can get your partner on board too. But let me tell you, you don't have to wait for them. If you're kind of having some issues right now in your marriage, you can start doing this right now. Because they're going to be like, what is she doing? like, this is kind of strange. But you'll know whether or not he likes it. And if he comes on board and you're like, okay, this is something new, right? And refreshing, hence to renew. And you do that every single day. Yeah, does it take work? Of course it does. Now, you're not doing this where you're sitting down writing it all out, but maybe initially you do. I know I did. I journaled it for a while because I was like, oh my gosh, I don't think I can do this. And I did, and let me tell you, it's made all the difference in the world. And now it just comes naturally. He does it, I do it, and honestly, another secret, I taught him. Yeah. I modeled it for him. So I'm telling you, you can model it to your spouse. If you're like, I don't think they'll get on board with me, you know, he'll think it's strange, or she'll wonder what I'm doing, or maybe I'm guilty of something. No, then just start doing it. And then eventually in a conversation, something will come up and say, yeah, I heard this gal talking, and blame it on me. It's all right. I'm far removed from your marriage. It's wonderful. And say, go to this episode and listen to. This is what I've been trying to do for you, for us. Moments that made us. So refresh the day, explore the opportunity, name what matters. Number four, the other E is express your emotions. You can't stuff your emotions down. That's going to cause turmoil in the future. Just like taking the baggage from yesterday and bringing it into today, and then you just want to keep bringing it in, and so it's always present. You can't do that. You got to learn how you feel and how you can express thanks to your spouse so they can receive it in a manner that is not from a threat perspective, but out of love. And this is a hard thing to do, because let me tell you, how we express our emotions, number one, there's a twofold here. We express our emotions, which is in the moment, okay? That's why I said emotions. But then those emotions develop what? It's followed by feelings, and the feelings are what we hold on to. That goes into the memory bank, right? The emotions, just kind of think of it as the action verb of what your feelings are. The feelings are these things inside you that you really can't explain except through words, okay? But your emotions can be shown through actions. Big difference here. So when you express your emotions, you got to be careful, right? If you have an anger issue and you get frustrated, you can't sit there and pop the cork every single time that she's not doing something right, or that he's messed up and has left his shoes all over and won't put his dirty clothes in the laundry basket. You can't keep popping that cork and going, no, why don't you? You're not going to get anywhere. They're going to get flustered at you. You're going to get mad, and you're not even going to want to make up after a while, right? Yeah, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And so that actually then just pulls you apart. So you've got to express your emotions in the way that they are accepting to your spouse, especially if it's directed towards your spouse. Now, it's different if you are expressing your emotions and you're in your room by yourself and you're just like, oh my goodness, I cannot believe my son did this. Okay, you're having another moment, or you're working with a billing company and the utilities or whatever, and you get this notice and you're like, oh, why won't anybody listen to me? That's not the moments I'm talking about here. These are the moments that it's between you and your spouse. The ones that count, the ones that when he walks in the door, when you sit down after dinner on the couch for some snuggle time just to hang out, those are the moments that I'm talking about, okay? So really think about that. It's the ones that you're casting to each other, right? That's important. And we have a hard time. We could spend weeks on this, and we'll get into that, but express your emotions, right? How can you serve not only yourself, but serve your spouse, so your spouse knows how much you really care, how deeply you love them because of how you're expressing your emotions. And there are times you just got to put yourself in time out and tell your spouse, you know what? I am so heated right now. And because I love you, I can't talk to you, and walk away. Because then you've given yourself space. It gives you that time to gather yourself. And it may be another 3 hours before you come back to it. It may be another 3 days, all right? Now, you can't let some things go for too long. depending upon the situation. So I have to leave that for you in your own personal judgment. But you've got to allow yourself that space if need be. Seriously, right? I really mean that sincerely. So renew, right? We've got refresh, explore, name, express, and then finally, number five, W, welcome the moments. You got to lay out the welcome mat. If you aren't seeking, you won't find. So seek out the moments to create your now as a couple. Maybe you need to find that dancing moment, even when your spouse doesn't want to dance and you're just being silly. There's sometimes we'll have crazy reruns of whatever on. We watch a little bit of everything because we're a larger family. And so there's a lot of personality in our household, a lot. Even our kitty cats and puppy dog have personalities, like literally. And there are times I just sit back and I'm going, Lord, you bless me so much, but why? Like, I have to deal with all these personalities, but it's also fun. I look at it as what an adventure. And so we may have something on as a sitcom, a rerun of something, and I just stand up and start doing something. Or we'll watch like American Idol. We love those kind of singing shows. And so right now we're watching American Idol. And so they'll come on and they're in the middle of tryouts, right? And everybody wants to be. And so if there's a song that comes on, sometimes I just stand up like I'm going to sing too. And I have a decent voice. I wouldn't say I have a great voice, but I have a good voice. And so all of a sudden, and I don't always sing like the great voice. I'll go and kind of be the very low voice and, you know, mimic something else. And it's fun, right? Welcome the moments. Because in all reality, sometimes our marriages can just be stale. You don't want to get up every day eating a stale piece of bread, right? You don't want that. So why don't you buy into this March Madness marriage thing? Why don't you say, I want to be the one that comes from behind all the time. I want to have that marriage that, you know, if someone doubted us ever, I want to prove them differently. And I'm not saying that that's how you lead, but sometimes we need that little shove to get our rear into gear, seriously, and to get our heart moving in the right direction and to connect that head and heart, making that 16 to 18 inch drop and saying, you know what? Yeah, we got to really connect here, because if we don't, then something's going to happen. Our marriage is going to fall apart. Renew your love every day. I'm telling you, it can be a beautiful thing. And yes, it takes work. And let me tell you this, as much as you take space for yourself in your marriage and what you need as a couple, and, you know, if you're, you know, wanting to spout off, or you've had a situation like, hun, I'm spent, the patience is not here, I can't talk about this, so I'm just going to leave before I say something that I regret. And so you give yourself that space. Same goes for a season. And you'll probably have these if you haven't already experienced them in your marriage, where you can't sit here and focus on this every single day. But when you start actually developing this and it becomes natural, you're not thinking about it. Man, you can just rebound it. Talk about March Madness, right? You want to get those rebounds fast. Because ultimately, the love that you share with your spouse, God's going to bless it. God will grow it, but you got to show up in it. He's just not going to strike you with lightning and always have all these tingly feelings all the time. That's not the kind of electricity you want to feel, okay? You want to feel something that's going to last a lifetime. And that takes work, that takes dedication, it takes consistency, and it takes your presence. So my prayer for you is this. May your heart be connected to your actions, emotions, and responses in your everyday. Be on the lookout for those moments to laugh more, live longer, and love deeper. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.